The real story, if you then turn the page after the admonition that you got to have 10 days worth of food if they declare a food emergency or a state of emergency or whatever, I forget the actual how the emergency would actually be declared. But if you flip the page and then read the footnote, it gets even scarier than that. Should the Germans declare this emergency here, then if they come to the conclusion that the people don't have the 10 days, or let's just say the shells are or try and have to go out and buy the 10 days worth and can't get it, and they come to the conclusion that most people don't have the 10 days supply, then the Krauts can then seize control of all the farmlands that produce said supplies and take them from their rightful owners. Basically declare a Hunger Games starvation emergency here and claim that only German bureaucrats running the farms now can produce the food necessary, because we can't leave it into the hands of farmers and what have you here, because they'll lie and cheat and they'll just feed their buddies and whatnot, and they'll rat hole a bunch of it, won't put it on the market for fear that they're going to run out. So then the government will come in and take over the farms. That's a scary, scary prospect if you know anything about modern world history. You know what happened to the Armenians? You know what the Muslims, the Turks did to the Armenians? The ones they didn't kill, they starved to death. Why? Took over their lands, basically. If you know anything about what happened to the Ukrainians, the actual people of Ukraine, the original Ukraine, and what was done to them by Stalin in the 1936 or 34 to 37 or somewhere up in there, where, again, watch the movie Mr. Jones. If you want to know what happened to the Ukrainians and what Stalin and the Soviet communists actually did to them, watch the film Mr. Jones. It'll explain it all. Now, I have to warn people, dude, if you sit down and watch that movie, do not eat before. And be prepared for some shocking things that you're going to see on film. But they did actually happen. If you know a little bit about the history of what happened in China during Mao Zedong's five-year plans, again, these are the governments of Russia starving the Ukrainians by stealing from them and then by basically locking the Ukrainians in so they couldn't get out and no food was getting in, and the army, the Red Army, was going in and taking what was being harvested. In China, what's happening in China, or what happened in China, is the now infamous, murderous five-year plans of Mao. And what was that? It was a bunch of bureaucrats. Mao saying that, we have better way. Dumb farmer, not know how to use, completely use RAND. Good, a Chinese communist party, come in, we run a farm. Five-year plan, private plan. We feed everybody. They fed hardly anyone. So there was one five-year plan that resulted in 5 to 10 million starved to death Chinamen. Well, that didn't work well enough. Well, we made a couple of mistakes. We make a mistake. We go back and analyze. We fix a mistake. Second five-year plan, same result, more people. The point is, when you start letting governments, and when they're allowed to claim that there are emergencies and that they need to take over the distribution of food, you're going to kill people. It happens every single time. There's no exception to this. You want another example? I'll give you another example. You want another example of government starving people to death? You've all heard of the Irish potato famine. St. Patrick's Day is coming up in 2 days. What really happened in the Irish potato famine? Well, the Irish grew, as Maggie O'Connell would say, butt tons of potatoes. The Irish had no shortage of potatoes. They had a magnificent harvest. of potatoes those 2 years. Well, what happened? The English didn't have so good a harvest. I forget what necessitated the English not wanting to starve to death because of their own stupidities and pride. Then just turned to Ireland in the north and basically said, well, the Irish have food. And so the English put soldiers on HMS ships, sailed into the, there's two harbors, it's Dublin, and I forget the other harbor they sailed into, with British warships under sail, under war flags, sailed into the harbors, offloaded the soldiers, who then marched inland to where the food, where the potato stores were in the farms, and told the farmers, you try and stop us, we shoot you, and they did kill. There were some battles. The Irish were not armed and were not prepared for this. The English stole hundreds of thousands of pounds of Irish potatoes, put them on their ships, and sailed back to Liverpool, and then they were distributed by the crown. So you want to know why the Irish hate the English so much? Well, that's one of the reasons. True story. So in every instance, whenever there is a food shortage, especially when it has something to do with an agricultural product and government gets involved, people die in mass quantity numbers. This seems to me and to other people to be what the Great Reset regimes have set into motion intentionally here. This is a controlled demolition. So here, let me give you a couple of little headlines here. There's a story today I saw it on Zero Hedge. It's actually from Hemmer Reuters, but I was told by Hemmer Reuters that I ran out of views, free views of their stupid news service. Here's a headline. Argentina halts export registration for soy oil and meal. Argentina has halted registration of export sales of soy oil and meal. South American country's government sent a statement on Sunday drawing swift condemnation from the industry. So what does that mean? That means if you were a country that was a gross importer of soybean and soy meal, and you were relying on the Argentinians for your supplies, you're screwed. You're in big trouble. You're not getting any. They're not going to allow any to be exported. Same deal with Hungary and the grains, and Austria and the grains. It's a question mark as to whether or not there will be any farming in the Ukraine, which almost, you could almost say that the diplomatic corps of NATO, the United States, Great Britain, and the rest of them, if they truly were worried about this and worried about people, you know, the breadbasket of the world, the Ukraine and that part of Europe, if they were truly concerned about the wealth, health, and safety of the humans that they're supposed to be safeguarding, right, protecting their liberties and freedoms, like the freedom to live and to eat would be a primary concern, then they'd be doing all they could diplomatically to get the Ukrainians to stand down so the Russians would stand down, and then, and this is going to happen very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, today is March the 15th. You know, on my Swatch Watch, it says planting season is here in the deep south here in Louisiana and Texas and Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia. Of course, we got a massive rainstorm here today. If you'd planted yesterday, you'd be in big trouble. People that are a little farther north of us are, what, a month, 2 months behind us? The point is there's still time to save the planting and harvest season of Ukrainian and Russian grains. Stop the war. And whatever you are responsible, whatever aggression we are responsible for, which is most of it, stop it. But you see, we can't do that because you know why? You starving to death is immaterial to their military-industrial and spyfare-industrial and big-tech-industrial complex continuing to sit and to feed at the $5 trillion all-you-can-eat buffet that's known, served up every year in Mordor on the Potomac River. This is real Hunger Games stuff here. You know, I never read the Hunger Games, the book, and I don't know how people came to be starved to the point where they were willing to offer their children to go basically become kamikaze gladiators in this tournament to the death here to determine who gets the food. But it seems to me as though we are in full swing of if we don't match what happened in the book, well, then they're writing their own new narrative, but the result will be the same, a Hunger Game. Now, all this is not to just cry into our weak tea, but is to say, look, I spent 3 hours yesterday afternoon taking what I learned on Free Farm Friday and preparing my little homestead to grow as much food as I possibly can. I bet some of you that are in the warmer climes, hopefully you did or are doing the same thing. If you're a little farther north, you can start planting your seedlings, if you can get the seeds still. Take this stuff seriously. And the principal reason why there would be a grain shortage in the U.S. is because we use the grain to feed the livestock that's mass-produced and butchered primarily at USDA mass butchering facilities. This becomes a thing of the past, a problem that's not a problem if the animals are returned to feeding from the land, eating grass and weeds and thickets and whatever the hell else is on the property here, and not having grains redirected from our consumption to the consumption of animals that don't need it. They don't. The bison were perfectly fat and happy roaming the American prairie lands prior to the introduction of English cows or European cow, heirloom cow varietals or breeds or whatever you wish to call them. And even then, they graze on grass. So there's a lot to talk about to this regard, and we will talk about it. I have a report here for those that remain convinced that it's the evil Russians. By the by, did you see that there's these French anarchist creeps found out where Vladimir Putin's daughter, and I think she didn't marry a Russian. I want to say that she married a guy from Switzerland or something, but he's not a Russian. In any event,